You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
K-State Nation Round 2.
Here on this Sunday, the first Sunday of October, the Purple Project Podcast.
All things K-State. Eddie Greer III, right back with you once again here on this first Sunday of October. Can you believe it? October. 3 more months until 2023 is in the books. But for K-State's women's soccer, cannot come soon enough. Another goose egg here at home this afternoon against the Baylor Bears, which I gotta go back. You guys can laugh at me, K-State Nation. You can laugh at me because I went back, or a few months ago, made a bold prediction on this podcast. Alex is gonna get after me on this. That I made a bold prediction saying that this team, I looked at the record last year. Baylor was not that good at last year on the soccer field last year. So I was pretty cocky that episode there. I should have known better. Baylor 2, K-State nothing. Earlier today at Buser Family Park, as K-State got off to a slow start and Baylor banked in 2 goals. And that was all. that she wrote, folks. And K-State soccer, this is the ninth time, whether a tie or a loss, that they have not scored. They haven't scored in half their games. It's getting ridiculous here. We know what a deep and slow starts. Some games have killed this team throughout the year. And it doesn't get any better there. But here this afternoon, as Baylor hands them another loss. And not only that, K-State women's soccer has yet to win a conference game here in 2023. More on that in a second here. I'm trying to see. Teresa McCullough got the first one late in it. Well, actually, the second one, I should say, towards the end of the first half. And then early goal by Hannah Augustin there to really set up Baylor 1-0. K-State could not get anything going offensively there. We're going to take separate a little bit of the standings here. Well, obviously there it says 2, K-State nothing, shots on goal, right? K-State, even if I said that, you know, bring no offense, they're still putting shots on goal, but they're just not getting in right now. This is and nighttime this year, K-State has not scored a goal. This is 4 in a row now. We're in October, official in October. It looks like it ain't getting any easier, folks. For this team, I shouldn't be laughing, but this seems to be the daily theme for the women's K-State soccer team here on this podcast. I'm just keeping it real on the podcast, just like I'm going to keep it real tomorrow with the reaction of Boston. Yeah, sneak peek there for you on that. Shots on goal, 7 of those for K-State were on target. Baylor had 5. Of course, 2 of those went into the net. Corner kicks, K-State, again, had opportunities. It seems you break it down in Brock score a little bit. They're getting these opportunities. It's just, I don't know what's going on. 7-4 there. No red cards in this game. K-State did get a yellow card. And this one, the fouls were even at 9 apiece. Offside, Baylor had the advantage there. Let's see. Saves on the afternoon. Baylor, 7 saves on the afternoon at Buser Family Park there as well. You can also say the shots face is the same, pretty much the same thing as well. Yeah, freshman Joe Sees, who has one of the goals this year for K-State, had an opportunity there in the first half, couldn't cash it in, just couldn't cash in there. Baylor leads the series. I should have known better about that. I should have looked at the stats before making a stupid prediction like that. I'm sorry. I've been doing a lot of beating up on myself this week for multiple reasons. 5-1-1, Baylor now, dominant in this series. Cats now, this is ugly, really ugly. 8-50-6 in Big 12 matches there. 1-4-2 at Buser this year. They're ready. I'm not going to go deep into that there. Murphy Sheaf, goalkeeper for K-State, 3 saves on the afternoon. Jasmine Brown, a talented sophomore, career high, 3 shots there. Now Brown had owns a career high, 12 shots on a year, and none of them has found it yet. Freshman, sophomore, Sophie Simmons, there we go,
had a career high 3 shots as well. Maddie Weichel finished up her 64th career match for Kansas State this afternoon there as well. Aliyah El-Nagar, and it wasn't for her, this team would be definitely over in conference play across the board. But El-Nagar made her 45th career start today for K-State there as well. Mike Devine, we do have something on him, and I'm going to take 2 here on this one. Mike Devine, after the game, quote, "It was a story of 2 halves. Felt like we were a lot more brave, a lot more dangerous in the second half. We took our chances, gambled a lot more, and created a lot more chances for us." As you know, as you can see, the shots on goal, 19-3 in the second half. Well, hey, it don't matter. You still lost the game. Come on, man. I'm going to keep going. 19-3 in shots in the second half. We just waited too late to get going. We dug ourselves a hole in the first half. And at this level, you can't dig yourself a hole. And that's what happened. It seems to be the pattern for this team. Digging themselves in deep holes where it's 1-0, 2-0. It's a lot in the soccer game. For those of you who are not familiar with the soccer element, whether it's men's or women's soccer in the college game or really pros, you see it in the World Cup. 1-0, that's a lot. And if you don't have offense like K-State does right now, you're way beyond eight ball. And we've heard this multiple times already, and we're in the month of October now. This team needs to find something, motivation, first half or something, to jumpstart this offense. Something that I have to say about the Falcons, but that's a whole other podcast in itself there. I wanted to share another quote here that I pulled out of the press conference on goal opportunities, right? We're sticking with the theme of no offense, right? On this podcast, Eddie Greer Pro Project Podcast. Oh, and by the way, this is a postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Okay, quote, "We need to continue to develop and work on our execution for a goal. We can't say we didn't have chances to put some away. They put those away, and we just got to do their job. But the message is to come out and put some away," end quote there as well. Another newcomer will be coming here to Bill. Yeah, Bill, not Bill Steiner. Dang it, I knew it was a dude again. Boozer Family Park. I always do that between Boozer and Bill Steiner Family Stadium. I don't know why I do that. It just rolls off the tongue. we're so used to saying Bill Steiner Family Stadium because obviously K-State football is still on high. But, of course, they're coming off a bye week, getting ready for Oklahoma State this week. And Boozer Family Park is home to the women's soccer team. They will host Houston on Thursday night at 7 at Boozer Family Park. But, yeah, they got Mike Devine, that coaching staff. It's on them. It draws back to them. You know, I'm going to draw a stick out of the hat from the Locked On Gator podcast that I like to host on that podcast. Well, my Gators are my second favorite team because I almost went to the University of Florida, for those that don't know. But other things detoured in landing in the Midwest. that's another podcast. Actually, that was the very first podcast, the pilot episode of the Pro Project Podcast. I'm going way back on this show, but drawing it back to the current disposition, right? Locked On Gators, Brandon Olson, shout out Brandon Olson, drawing a stick. Man, when this postcast of embarrassment of Kentucky, or the embarrassment of us getting drilled by Kentucky, us meaning Gators, now us meaning Wildcats, getting shut out by Baylor. Look, it goes back to the coaching staff. And I mentioned Jasmine Halliburton. Shout out Jasmine. We're going to get her back on the pod at some point here to talk about soccer and volleyball. She has her show on KCSN with the running back, which started with the Wildcat, 91.9, is now carried over to the national stage there as well. She talks volleyball and soccer, and I wonder what her reactions. I wonder what her reactions to this team now. I mean, she was hyped up, as we all should be. I think it was overreaction of the Green Bay game. Oh, damn, they got some offense. Now we get into conference play. We ain't got nothing. We don't have anything going for us right now. This is 4 in a row. I think last year, I said this on this podcast, I think we went without a goal 3 games in a row before we finally hit one, right? So this is extension of that.
a new low this year for women's soccer. Mike D'Antoni, Matt Brown, all that coaching staff. It's on them.
Somewhere in there is,
you gotta hire an offensive coordinator or something, or do something.
I don't have the answers, so I'm just throwing some ideas out, or one of my ideas out there. Get an offensive coordinator, or hey, look, let's just put a practice and focusing on offense or something. Do something to jumpstart your team. You know you have a defense that can keep you in games. Memphis had an opportunity to get them, couldn't get it done. There's Creighton, even though, yes, we tied them, we had an opportunity to do more than that, right? And then I can go back to Northwestern. I know we made a little bit of history, but damn, we had an opportunity to beat them head up. And not a tie. So this has been the norm, folks. I'm just telling what it is here on this podcast. We gotta keep it 100% real on the Pro Project Podcast, right? So, but today my bowl prediction has backfired. Shouldn't have said that. Baylor 2, K-State nothing. And we take a look at the standings before we close this thing out. Here, as we look at the soccer standings of the Big 12, Tech is your leader. As far as that, and now, it's Baylor's first win in conference play. Mm-mm-mm. Baylor now 6-5-2 overall, 1-3-1 in conference play. K State now is at the bottom of the barrel, 0-4-1 in conference play. You only got 2 wins, 8 losses, 3 ties. Mm-mm-mm. Don't look good. Forecast don't look good, folks. I don't look good. So I shouldn't be laughing at it, but look, it's. Reality here. I know what Alex is going to say on this podcast. We hyped on this. We talked about this last year. Is it time to put Mike D'Antoni in that seat? He got a contract extension last year after finally getting K-State into the Big 12 tournament. Last year ain't looking good for this team this year unless a dramatic change happens on the offensive end for this team. You got a little bit, you got some talent. We named a couple of players, Jasmine Brown being one of them, right? Joe C's, a talented freshman, is another. So there's some young talent in here. But again, same thing, same result, no goals. And we're going to have to wait till Thursday to see if they can finally push one in. Something's got to happen here. Something's got to give here with this women's soccer team here at K-State. So, but the loss today, this afternoon, another shutout loss for K-State women's soccer, going down to Baylor 2-0, making me look silly with my prediction, and that is the last time I'm going to mention that here on this podcast this season, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Get it wherever you get your podcast. I recorded another postcast earlier recapping K-State's backbreaking loss on the volleyball court to Cincinnati. That is up right now. Go check that out. If you're new to the podcast, appreciate you for finding us and giving us a listen here tonight, or making this your first listen on a Monday morning. Appreciate you for joining us here, or joining me today on the show. Remember, Alex Aiden, this tomorrow I've been mentioning my reaction to Boston. Yep, we keep it real on that. So there was no football last week, right? So instead, it'll be my focused on my reaction on Boston. So I'm going to save all of that for that podcast. So definitely want to check that out as well. We'll have cross-country recap this week as well. We'll have the postcast, I believe, of soccer. And then I got a football game to announce on Friday. So I most likely won't watch the OSU game. I'll try to keep tabs on that for sure. So got plenty to take. Also, don't forget now, basketball. We're now in the month of October, folks, K-State Nation. In the month of October, I believe next month, basketball is going to start picking up, men's basketball and long women's as well. And me and Oz will have an episode solely on basketball. That's Tuesday as well. So jam-packed week this week for the podcast. Right now, the Checker Flag Ass Wave, this time on this postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State soccer. What you going to do on the offensive end, folks? Moving forward, 2-0 loss to Baylor here at home this afternoon. Next up, Houston on Thursday. Go Cats. Pro Project Podcast rolling out.
Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all in the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats!